That's better than 30-second countdown, ain't it? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I am your boy, Buzz. I'm joined by my dude, Goose, a.k.a. Bull Scripted, and we are here to recap the terrible, absolute motherfucking beat down to the San Antonio Spurs, 120-104. But before we do that, be sure to go on tapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap, at On Tap Sportsnet, following Goose at Bull Scripted, following me at Buzz on Tap. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us, 5-star rating and review, because that's cool and tough. Goose, first of all, I'll let you comment on the new intro video. We actually have another one too. But that
we've got an alternate to
we
to
have
the video.
Yeah, already. we have an alternate. Shout out Nani. We have an alternate to the one that just played now. But this game, my friend, what's up? What you think of it?
I think the Bulls just had their first practice. That's what I think. That's really all I have to say. I'm not going to overreact like a lot of people I see on the timeline currently. I'm not going to send death threats to Lowry or Billy or anybody on the team. I think it's not what I expected. Obviously, we were extremely excited, which probably blinded us to the fact that, yeah, this team hasn't practiced together. They also haven't played in half a week because the last game they had was Wednesday, and then you had all this trade rumors and all this change and as much as it's exciting, it's probably also scary for some of the guys on this team that shit, you know, can be that quick. And we did not look ready to play today. So we're going to call that a practice. Unfortunately, that practice does affect our record, but we're in the East. So that's hopefully something we can overcome.
Yeah. I mean, you know, new faces. First practice was this morning with everybody together because as soon as the new guys got to Chicago, they had to fly out to San Antonio. Something I'm not really too concerned about. You know, Vooch got his tonight, 21-9-4. It felt like a lot of the team didn't really know how to play with him or feed him because they're not used to that kind of effectiveness.
Yeah, there was probably about 15 plays where Vooch was just kind of chilling at the top of the key when Kobe had the ball, and I'm like, I get you're rolling right now, dude, and it's hard to be mad when you make the bucket, but he's just standing there like, I'm here, I'm ready, right here. So, no, obviously it's going to take some getting used to. We didn't have a center that could shoot before. He used to set the screen, and, you know, they'd leave Wendell or Thad out there all alone, and they wouldn't shoot the three anyway. Now you have a guy that shoots volume threes at over 40%. So you're going to have to feed him. Kobe's not a good enough finisher yet to be opting to try to finish over three guys opposed to passing the ball back to the wide open guy that shoots 40% from three.
Right, right. So, I mean, that was, you know, Vooch's first game with us. Sato, I felt, was playing real well in the first half, kind of fell off there. He only finishes with 17 minutes, but he had 8, 3, and 3. Zach struggled mightily. Absolutely struggled. I don't even know if he played the fourth quarter. Did he
did not. I think Billy kind of decided we got the game down to 9 at one point. It was right around like that 5-6 minute point where Zach comes back in the fourth.
And Zach didn't come back in. Right. So, I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know, he was limping around a little bit too. So, you know, rest him up. Let's get him ready for Monday against Golden State. You know, fucking stupid 9 o'clock start. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Shit pisses me off so bad. I hate that.
Do you mean talk about it in the sense that you're not going to be awake, so you're going to forewarn people that we're not going
to
have a
show? I would really like to be, I'm not going to lie to you, I'd really like to be awake for Monday's show because we get to play the alternate intro. Because I was super excited that we don't have to do that little 30-second countdown anymore just to pull the curtain back a little bit. I'm so excited we could just play the awesome 1996 Bulls intro and then the alternate intro, which is better than today's intro because I hate today's intro.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I'll show you after the show what it is. I want to be
surprised with our listeners.
Okay.
I just hope it's not the kind of surprise that we got tonight.
It's not
like going to open a box that your parents had wrapped.
It's still a bull.
On the outside, it said television, and then really it was just a television box with a bunch of crap on the inside of it that was not a television.
No, it's not. It's not lame. It's pretty cool. So
okay.
But yeah, so I mean, Zach struggled tonight, and then, you know, Sato had his 17 minutes. I was really hoping for a first half appearance from Troy Brown Jr. We did not get it when Denzel came in. I about about busted a gasket, but I have to understand he's on a new team now. You know, he's got to earn his minutes because nothing has been really proven with him. So I understand that. And then when he comes in, he's absolutely a spark plug right away. And I know it was kind of garbage time shit, but he was in helping lead the team back to relevancy in this game. He had a lot of good moments that I just really wish he was in over Denzel Valentine. Because Denzel Valentine, if you guys don't know, he fucking sucks. He's not a good basketball player. And he might be a really good person, but that is a guy who is underqualified for the job that he is in. I stand by that. I don't care what anybody says about little things that he does. He's fucking terrible. And if
better,
he isn't
better rapper or better basketball player,
he sucks at both. He should be working at fucking like Circuit City. And I know Circuit City's not around anymore, but he looks like a guy who would work there. So I do want to say
handing out mixtapes all day.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Having out. It's like, oh yeah, you want to get this fucking DVD VCR like 2-in-1 player. Oh yeah, that's cool. You want a mixtape real quick?
Put in your car here. Take my mixtape.
Yeah, take my mixtape, bro. It's on cassette. That's what it's on right now, you know? I mean, that's what Denzel reminds me of. And I'm just going to say that right now. But if him and Archie, again, are in your fucking rotations, you're not a very good team.
Well, we didn't see Archie until garbage time, so that was right. At least somewhat promising.
Right. I was stoked. I didn't even like seeing Garrett Temple before I saw Troy Brown Jr. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if that was my excitement or not. It might have been.
Probably a little bit of both. Temple's hit or miss, man. Like you'll either get like the best veteran cheap signing ever, or you'll get a guy that you're like, why is he on?
Well, if you remember when we recorded the pod after they signed him, okay, and I had said, oh, I was like, you know, everybody's like, oh, low key great signing. I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna love that 5 points per game, and like, you know, 3 rebounds. I'm going to love it. And like the 36% from downtown is going to be great. And then he comes out on fire. And then people pull up your receipts. You know, they all got receipts. And they're like,
Bartholomew, man. You didn't. Don't say that you did.
Right. It says fucking Bartholomew, man. He's great. And I'm just like, okay, well, yeah, he played pretty good for a stretch of the season, but this is what you get. And that's why he's on a contract for $5 million. I am all about playing the young. Right. I understand that. I'm not hating on him. I wanted Troy Brown Jr. first.
You just want the TBJ all day.
Yeah. And I wanted fucking Javonte Green too.
That block. That was a nice little spark.
He's so fast. And like he had 2 charges, which were terrible. But I mean,
he's too fast.
He's too fast.
He's like that kid in the Mighty Ducks that can't stop.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, the game was a fucking shit show, and you and I are usually, like, texting each other, like, yeah, fuck this post game. I'm going to go do something else.
We couldn't skip this post game. As much of a massacre as that practice was, not calling it a game.
Does that help you feel better?
It does. It really does.
Okay.
It's the first time these guys have been on it. And
yeah,
it's kind of shitty because I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I'm using this as an excuse, but Vooch was really the only different guy that played in the first half. And that was probably the issue, was they don't know that this guy's on their team yet, and you still got Denzel Valentine instead of Green or Brown, a more athletic, you know, less shot-chucking guy that's not going to do something that hurts you, just going to blend in and do what he's supposed to do instead of try to be a star at 27 years old. It was rough. I was shocked that we cut it down.
The fourth quarter was great. I was in a Zoom call with my boys. We have a White Sox Twitter Zoom that we do every weekend. And it's just like, you know, especially during the pandemic, we would just go do that on Friday or Saturday nights. And we just sit there and talk about whatever. Like, they've got guys like Jordan Miller, Alex Rude, Luke Taylor, my Beer Garden Jim from On Tap. I mean, a bunch of guys that are in that. And I told them to turn the game back on because I know most of them had turned it off because it was shitty. It was a terrible game. I was like, guys, I'm like, turn this back on. They're going to fucking come back. They're going to get this dub. I'm like, here we go. And then, of course, that didn't happen. But whatever, you know, I mean, they made a comeback. And you know what? The new players on this squad helped them get there. And that was really cool. It was just really cool to see the hunger. I like that.
No, yeah, we had a couple bro bonding moments in that fourth quarter there when we were not entirely getting our ass kicked anymore.
Right.
So, no, that was a good way to end practice, and hopefully I don't have to call a game of practice ever again. Starting Monday, Golden State is a good team, but, you know, they've had their ups and downs this season as well. So I don't think Billy would usually have them practice tomorrow before the game on Monday, given the fact that a third of the roster has been turned over. They're having a fucking practice.
Well, you have to.
They came out running like a well-oiled machine tonight without practice. It would be one thing, but 36-point deficit alert, no bueno. So Zach might be the only one that sits out of practice with his ankle if that's still acting up. And I'm wondering if that happened in practice yesterday, or is that still the same tweak from...
That was the tweak from the three.
Okay.
That was the tweak from the three.
All right, so that's kind of lingering. He had a couple days off.
Yeah, I know.
And he did not look so sure-footed tonight. No, he didn't. I'm assuming that's the ankle, but he literally fell on the ground a couple of times where I was just like, dude, what happened to you? So hopefully Zach's all right. Hopefully, you know, he's not forcing himself to play when he should be sitting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's – I think that he's going to try to play. And I saw some people on Twitter, you know, like if he's hurt, that he should sit. Now, I do agree with that sentiment. If he's not well, he should not be playing. But with the trades that just took place and where you're at right now, of course he's going to want to play. And he's going to push it because he wants to get into the fucking playoffs. I'm not anybody to tell him not to play.
No,
I'm not anybody to tell him, too, to think about the bigger picture because he's been in the NBA for 7 years and he hasn't tasted the postseason. So I'm not going to be, you know, if you think you can go, you can go. That's it. I don't know. I mean,
I guess ankles are generally a casualty of basketball almost every game. So yeah, if you're feeling stiff and you can still go, I guess you got to roll with it. But I just hope it's not to the point where he's like, nah, I'm not getting an MRI. Nah, I'm not. No, I don't want to be checked on kind of thing. And I don't think this staff will let him get away with that either. But if it's that serious, take a game or two off, because I would rather have 100% Zach LaVine than 90% Zach that then begins to overcompensate for that 10% that he doesn't have. And then he puts up a clunker like tonight.
Right. No, I definitely can agree with that. So before we get into the next game, BetRivers.com, promo code on tap. They will match up to $250 of your first deposit. If you have not been checking out Goose's tweets over here, man, go check them out because he's had some fun little shit going on with the BetRivers.com app.
Not today, though.
Well, okay. Don't fucking make the fans not want to fucking get the BetRivers thing, right? Come on, man.
You win some, you lose some.
You win some, you lose some. But if you want to win right off the bat and you put $250 in, they'll match that. So you have $500. BetRivers.com, promo code on tap. Check that shit out. Monday night, 9:00, Golden State Warriors. They are losers of 4 in a row right now going against the Chicago Bulls.
And they didn't do anything at the deadline.
No, not really. There was that rumor they had Beal for a minute, but it was fake bullshit.
I didn't even see that. That's how fake it was.
Dude, it was on the radio too. They're like, oh, Bradley Beal got traded away. It was just one of those fucking Twitter accounts who were acting like Woj or Shams or, you know.
The only one that got me was the Suns have offered several firsts for Lauri Markkanen. And I was like, oh, shit, the Suns are building the what could have been Bulls with CP3, Booker, in place of Zach, Mikal Bridges instead of Wendell, Lowry and Ayton. What the fuck? But no, that was a bullshit account too. So, and after tonight, I know there's a lot of fans that wish that that was very true because they were ready to ship Lowry off for a bag of poo tonight, man. I was seeing some of the shit on the timeline. Why did you trade this guy? He fucking sucks. And I'm like, no. Everybody else is bricking shots. In the first half, we shot 35% and 15% from three. So,
but every time Lowry misses one, he is he's a piece shit. You're a piece shit, Lowry.
Well, I mean, it is his only skill. So I guess when you're not doing that very well, you are a piece of shit. But
yeah. I don't know. It was bad all around.
I'm not going to take a performance out on that man alone.
Four new players on the squad today, you know, or three technically. No, four. 40 players, because Aminu was in. Aminu was in fucking grabbing rebounds like a motherfucker.
Yeah, so, and then he'd run the break and run out of room to go and give the ball right back to the other team.
Yeah, that's okay. We didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about the rebounds.
Glad to see him play. Yeah. Now that he's played like 30 games over the last two seasons, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about it. We just talk about them fucking rebounds. Heavy rebounds, leading transition, getting the young guys into it and helping lead that comeback for a little bit there. But yeah, so I mean that's basically it. I don't really have much else. You know, Vooch put up Vooch numbers. It was awesome to see him in a Bulls uniform. And I think once they start getting some chemistry together, it's gonna be pretty fucking great.
I would agree with that. Patrick Williams, 44. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that's cool. I mean, he wore 4 in high school and college. I'm not cool with the 17 minutes he played tonight.
Ooh.
So that blows. Well, I'm being honest with you. I didn't like that. I just
I didn't want to look at the box score at all. What did he put up? Like,
oh, he, points? I mean, he wasn't. I mean,
he wasn't in the box score. He wasn't good.
You know, I don't like to see the Rook play less than 20 minutes. He played, I'm sorry, here, I'll get it right now. Oh, I lied.
One dunk, though.
I lied to you. No, I didn't lie to you. Hang on.
Stop lying to me about lying to me, asshole.
I'm not trying to. I'm trying to fucking pull up the stupid fucking box score, and it's not coming up. Being a bitch. It's being a real bitch right now. It's really upsetting me. I got it right here. Here we go. He played 19 minutes. I'm sorry. Okay. 3 for 7 from the field. Obviously, he had 6 points there, 3 boards, 1 assist. He had a bad time offensively, and even defensively, he had a rough time. I just didn't like to see that. I wanted to see him and Vooch more at power forward and center tonight.
Okay. So, I felt like Pat brought the ball up quite a few times, though, and I was getting excited about that, and I guess – I just didn't realize in the 36-point deficit that he really didn't play very much in the second half.
Yeah, no, he really didn't at all. Like I said, 19 minutes.
And he had neon green shoes on again, so I really should have probably been able to see that.
Yeah. You know Coby White finished with a +6 tonight? You know that?
Yeah, Kobe's been finishing with a plus a lot off the bench. Even when he
Troy Brown had a team-high +12 off the bench tonight. And then Al-Farouq Aminu was in second place with a +10.
It's all about that plus minus and a 36-point blowout, baby.
Well, that's why I always tell people I love that so much is
I mean, to a point, those guys did come in and actually do positive things. And
well, they did, but
start them.
They deserve big minutes. Start them. Troy Brown Jr. does though. Al-Farouq Aminu, I could live without. I mean, he does all right. He had 5 boards. You know, he played a good game.
I am curious to see how the rest of the season plays out with Denzel, who I hopefully don't have to mention again, but mainly like you mentioned earlier, Temple and Troy Brown. Who ends up?
And not just because he's new and it's like, oh my God, yeah, new guy. You know, I'm giving all that time to who I think is the most talented player out of that bunch. Okay. And I'm giving it to Troy Brown Jr. I don't give a fuck about making the playoffs. I've said that a million times. It's going to be cool because we have Vooch now to pair with Zach, and I think that will make Zach happy. Those guys can figure out how to play together and do what they got to do. I am giving the guys that we just traded for that I think actually might be here for a minute, I'm giving them playing time.
We need the playoffs.
I don't care what we need. We need to fucking development. We need to not we need to stop being fucking idiots.
We need to not be in the lottery. We can't give up a lottery. We have to make the playoffs to spite the Magic for giving us Vooch.
I see your point there, but I mean, I also want to make sure we're playing the guys that came here, and I want to if you're evaluating talent, that's the talent I want to evaluate. But I'm not worried about it. It's game one, dude. It's game one with these guys. But fuck Denzel Valentine. Okay, like I don't know what else to tell you. I cannot stand when he's on the court. I fucking cringe. It hurts me physically. It hurts me. Every time he's on the court, it hurts my body, Goose. I'm serious. I hate him. It like, you know, like when you're watching a movie and like, say like Jason Voorhees is coming around the corner. He's going to fucking axe this dude. And you know, this guy's going to croak. Like, it's it. So you fucking pucker up, man, and you, like, get all like, oh, shit, this guy's done. Like, every time Denzel enters, not even touches the ball, enters, that's how I feel. That is how I feel. And I'm not going to lie to you. I do not. I can't.
We'll just leave it at Denzel makes you pucker.
Yeah. He makes.
He makes.
I've been drinking heavily. He makes my.
I can tell, my friend.
Yeah.
After the way that first quarter and that first half went, I was ready to go to the store and get something to drink at halftime.
I was making gifts in the start of the game, and then when the blowout started, I'm like, "Fuck this!" And then when
where's the beer?
And I was like, and then Denzel comes in. I'm like, "All right, I'm hitting the booze." I was like, "Fucking game." Game, set, match. He comes out. He fucking starts going like, you know, I know people aren't going to be able to see this on the podcast, but he gets the ball left corner of the left 3-point line in the corner. And he goes to make his own shot or whatever. He starts going like this, like fucking Jordan dribbling it. I'm like, what are you doing, you son of a bitch? I'm like, stop. And then what does he do? What does he do?
Break.
He runs in the paint. He puts up a floater.
Oh, that's yeah. The one where the almost dunk.
No, that was the other one. That was the one on the right side. This was the almost fucking floater that gets clearly blocked. And then he looks at the ref like, huh. They call a foul. Then they review it.
Stacey King's yelling old man game upstairs. You got to give me that call.
Then they review it, and they're like, oh, yeah, no, we have to do a jump ball now because we fucked up this call because Denzel wasn't touched. He just literally jumped a centimeter, not an inch, a centimeter off the ground. Like, he makes me hurt. I can't. I cannot do it. I can't.
Well, the good news is I do think these roster moves were made because you're not the only one that he hurts. So hopefully after practice tomorrow and after the initial showing tonight with a little glimpse into what Troy Brown can do for you, let's go ahead and do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We need pick 1-4. I mean, how can you – we couldn't even plan that when we started fourth, though. When we started fourth, we ended up seventh. That's the last fucking thing we can have is give the Magic a seventh overall pick. That would make me cry. So we need to try to win. If we find ourselves like 11-14 in the lottery and we get lucky, well, then fuck it. But I ain't trying to lose games, man.
I'm sorry I went on that whole fucking rant about Denzel. It does have a little bit to do with the beers, but it also has to do with how I feel. And I can't stand him, but I am not worried about this game whatsoever because like you said, these guys haven't played together. This is new and exciting for a lot of people within, you know, fan base within the organization. It's not really that big of a deal, man. We'll come out Monday, you know, let's rebound after this game, not play Denzel.
We get our ass kicked a couple of times. It's all right.
Yeah. You know, like I said, come out Monday. It's going to be fine. Play your game.
It's a new week. It's a new team. It's a new era.
Exactly.
First practice in the books, second practice tomorrow, and then we won't even need a third practice. We'll be so fucking good by Monday.
Exactly. I agree with that sentiment wholeheartedly. You got anything else before we ride out in the sunset, man?
No. I mean, let's hope that Steph shoots like Denzel on Monday, and then it'll make things really easy. Other than that, let's go fucking Bulls. We should be excited. We shouldn't be feeling like this right now.
Yeah, but he had to bring up his fucking name again. I just don't want to talk about him anymore, you know.
Wrap it up.
Just wrap it up. Right, be sure to go to ontapsportsnet.com. Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs, please. Following us on Twitter at BullsOnTap at ontapsportsnet. Following Goose at BullsCripted, me at BuzzOnTap. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us, 5-star rating and review. Thank you, everybody, that joined the NBA trade deadline show. Is our most listened to episode we ever had, which was fucking awesome. The engagement was dope. Thank you for that. Truly appreciate it. We'll be back Monday. If I don't drink too much, fall asleep. We'll be back Monday to recap the Golden State Warriors Chicago Bulls game. Let's go, Bulls.